From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 26, 2019. This week, the summertime sounds of green frogs and cicadas from a Virginia wetland and meadow set the stage for exploring some silent organisms found in those areas, a group of plants that are part of various natural habitats in the Commonwealth, while also supporting insects that migrate hundreds or thousands of miles annually. Have a listen for about 20 seconds to several guest voices calling out some common names in this plant group, and see if you know the group. And here's a hint. Combine the words for a dairy cow's product and a plant considered out of place.
Butterfly weed. Clasping. Common.
Few flower.
Four leaf.
Green comet.
Long leaf.
Purple.
Red.
Swamp.
Tall.
White.
World.
If you guessed milkweeds, you're right. Those were the common names of 13 milkweed species native to Virginia, part of over 100 species native to North America or Central America. Most species in Virginia are found in meadows, dry forests, pastures, and other relatively dry habitats across the Commonwealth. But five Virginia species are associated with streamside or wetland habitats. These include the few flower, longleaf, purple, red, and swamp milkweeds. Named for their milky sap, milkweeds typically provide large amounts of nectar that attract many insects. One subfamily of butterflies, for example, is commonly known as the milkweed butterflies. On the other hand, milkweeds contain chemicals that are toxic to some insects and other animals. Both of these aspects of milkweeds contribute to the plant's well-known association with monarch butterflies. Monarchs, which are noted for their long annual migrations to and from Mexico, depend on various milkweed species as habitat and food for their larvae. The monarch also benefits from the toxins in the milkweeds, which render the butterflies distasteful to predators. In the human realm, some milkweeds have long been used as herbal medicine. For example, both common milkweed and butterfly weed have been used for lung diseases. That history is reflected in the scientific name of the milkweed genus, Asclepias, which is derived from the name Asclepios, the Greek god of medicine. Thanks to several Blacksburg friends for lending their voices to this episode. And in recognition of milkweed's connection to monarchs and other butterflies, we close with part of The Butterfly, an adaptation of a traditional Irish tune by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.